Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and I'm here with Rosalie Brown and Dana Point, California. We're zooming in. Still doing the pandemic show from homes. We're actually having our quarterly, the first meeting of the year at my house with everybody. We're actually going to do it in person, but that's going to be fun, having to sit around the fire pits and try to stay warm, and it'll be, 48, 50 degrees, but we'll get it done. But yeah.
Listen, you're
2021, man.
You're talking to someone who lived in Michigan through the polar vortex. So that is a beautiful balmy. Michigan. Yeah, that's a beautiful balmy day. Fire pit is a great ambiance, I find. Just make sure that if the discussion gets heated, just everyone back away from the fire pit. You know what I mean? People get a little crazy.
No one needs to be pushing each other into the fire. Yeah.
We can't have any of that. But I think it's, I do think it's kind of cool to be able to have the space you have so you can have people socially distance and still, do these things in person. Cause I think there's a lot to be said about if you're kind of on a team with someone and you're able to see them. I was just thinking back to last January and how much has changed. Last January, this time I was in Grass Valley and I was working on an ad for you that I'll come back to. And it was right around this time. And I was in people's homes and like visiting people and like not knowing what was coming up. And I think that was my last visit to Grass Valley was over a year ago. And in some ways it feels like it was just yesterday. Like I can remember it, but then other times it feels like, God, was that 5 years ago?
Right. Things that happened yesterday are like, when did that happen?
We were just talking about that. Like, pull up the calendar. What day is it? Sometimes it just feels like Groundhog Day. Like it's the same day over and over and over.
I do the same thing. I've been feeling like that a lot because I wear the same sweatpants every day and sit in front of my computer, tapping away in the same room.
It's for me, I've always kind of worked the last probably 15 years I've worked from home or wherever I am, right? And so I've always been mobile, but and I'm lucky, I got a like office mate that is really loyal and really cute, and he stinks a bit, and he can give me a little bit of trouble once in a while. Sometimes I'll be on a Zoom.
You can throw up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So it's like having a toddler, but with fur. And so, so sometimes I'll be on a Zoom or doing something important and he'll decide he's got something to say. So there'll be this howling, that most people find a little charming, but I try to not like, so I try to Zoom around his schedule so that I don't have him howling his applause or disapproval. But I get it. You know, there's a lot of people working from home that have kids to do that, so I mean, we all have to give each other a little bit of extra right now. So he's sleeping so you probably won't hear him. But
and mine is off. Betty's off running right now, so she's got one of them, and I've got the little one sitting over there that's licking
the
carpet.
Don't wake him up. It's kind of like a sleeping one, so it's good. Sleeping baby. Yeah. Leave it alone.
But yeah, it's been an interesting year. And yeah, this is our first show of 2021. So, and we're just a week into it and it's been a roller coaster already, but we won't go out of there but we have had some really good news. I had a really good review that came in, actually a letter that came in. So this is something that, as a business owner, you typically just get the bad news. You typically get the clients that are unfortunately unhappy or the employee. It's usually the employee that's unhappy or coworker having strife with another coworker. That's what I get to listen to all day. But every couple of days we get a nice review on Google, or we get a nice review referral on Facebook or on Yelp or something like that. And then about once a month I get a letter, and I got a letter this week that kind of blew me away. Do you mind if I read a little bit of it?
I don't mind if you read a little bit. I just want to say, Don't read the whole thing. I'm gonna have to edit a little bit. Yeah.
Basically, it just starts out. I want to like tell you once again how great your people are, from Teresa and Andrea in the office to Paul, who's a kick, Dee Dee, who is just one of the neatest people I've ever met, Carl, Dan, and all. You are very qualified and certified plumbers and HVAC people. Absolutely wonderful human beings. And she goes on about living here for the last 22 years and having issues with other contractors in the plumbing and HVAC world, and having to go to court with a couple of them and having to call the sheriff on one. And then she kind of closes it out. That
was the part I thought we might skip over, but okay.
Yeah, you know, well, it's Nevada County, right? Yeah. That's just part of life, right? And it's also the trades. I'm in a couple business groups, and I've got people that are in one business group that, you know, there's a marketer who owns an $11 million marketing company, and another guy who does developments, and another person that does just design work. And then there's me, you know, and I come up with the things that I have that happen in my world, and tradespeople, you know, we can be a rough crowd.
You add flavor.
It's much different.
We
definitely add flavor. So yeah, some of those things that she was saying, it's like, oh yeah, I've actually experienced that for working with other people. But what she said, one of the advantages of you have over the other people in the county is your integrity, ethics, and follow through, putting aside expertise, the caring of all your employees. So yeah, it was just really, really, really wonderful. So I was happy to receive that from Carol Ann. It made my week because you get those letters.
Absolutely.
And especially when she's pointing out different people. So and then the fact that she refers all of her friends, and specifically friends that are retired, because she feels like they tend to be a target. And that's one thing we really strive to do, is make sure that we treat people respectfully. And you know, we've had cases where we've had people that are on the onsets of dementia, and they're living by themselves. And, you know, we try to make sure that we take care of them and do whatever we can. We've had a couple instances where people didn't have family, and we helped them get help from the county to make sure that they didn't feel like, we didn't want to do something that they may not necessarily want to have done if they were all there. So it's a fine line that we have to cross all the time. Sometimes we're therapists and social workers, not just plumbers, HVAC, and electrical contractors.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to kind of the, you know, I'm living a different life right now where it's very populated, but I think that one of the advantages of small town business is that when you do make an impression, and when you do kind of just go, sometimes, you know, for us, we feel like we're just doing kind of what needs to be done. Like we're not even aware that it's a big deal. And you end up kind of affecting someone's life in a positive way, in ways you hadn't anticipated. You know, it's great that, you know, Paul or Dee Dee or whoever will go out on the property and help get to the solution. But when they leave and the person feels like, wow, I really felt like, you know, the ABT representative really cared about what was going on with me and was sensitive to it. You know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, is touching. And then to take the time to send a letter, let's be honest.
Oh my gosh.
Who has time, you know? And this person made the time and then went ahead and kind of, I read the entire thing, of course, because you shared it with me, and she really got into some detail about what her experience has been like. So I do think it's kind of part of the charm of small town business and small town living, is that you care about your community members, and you care about, you know, making sure when you left their house, they feel better about. It might not just be your service. It could be they just feel better about life, not to get too grandiose, but that's pretty great. So I love it.
And that's, I mean, we go through a really stringent hiring process and make sure we get really good, high quality people with ethics. And I mean, I hire for personality and ethics more than I do necessarily for their trade. And you know, I can't change a person's attitude, but I can definitely train them on how to be a good plumber or how to be a good HVAC technician. And we do that. You know, we do training on a daily basis with our guys. So we have our 8 o'clock meetings every day. So
absolutely. And I think that and I do think that character really does matter, not to sound too grandiose. And I think that ABT absolutely has it. And by the way, we are looking to expand the team. So we're kind of always always expanding, right?
We're always looking for good people. Always, always, always looking for good people. So if you know, and we're actually hiring apprentices right now. We're training people from the ground up. If you know somebody that has an interest in being a plumber or HVAC technician who has, or electrician who has some mechanical skills and has a good attitude and doesn't use drugs and can pass a criminal background check. Those are the two ones that make it really hard to find good people or find technicians in our county, unfortunately.
They can send a resume to Andrew at easyasabt.com. That just helps with the phone, because the reason that we try to dissuade from the phone is that business is booming, which is great, but the phone is constantly kind of in motion and our staff is really doing a lot of triage all the time. And so when the call comes in, we don't want to have to rush you off the phone. If you want to hear more about an opportunity, we want to be able to, you know, handle each call with caution and care and give it attention, but you know, it is busy. So the resumes or the interest would be best if you can do that through email. And that's Andrew@easyasabt.com.
Thank you. That was really well done.
Well, I mean,
I've been
around ABT for about 10 or 12 years now, so I kind of know. It might be longer now. It might be 14 years. I kind of get how it works. And so we are busy, because one of the cool services that we added in 2020, which actually feels like a million years ago, but is the, if we could just talk for 1 minute about the hot water jetter, water. I think that I want to bring that up because there's two other cool points I want to make before we talk about DIY. Let's talk about that for a minute and why that is such a cool boon to the business.
So that's something that one of our technicians, Paul, found. He was doing some research and found this product. They're out of Salt Lake, and we went out to Salt Lake and visited the facility that the manufacturer, and they went through the whole rigmarole of what this product actually does. And it's the only... So there's a couple ways of clearing a drain. One is, chemical, which, you know, Drano or something like that, which sometimes works, most of the time doesn't. And then there's mechanical, which is just using a snake. And then there's high pressure water jetting. And jetting's been around for quite some time, for probably about 30 or 40 years. What this guy did, he's an engineer. He's a kick. He's a total engineer. One of those guys you definitely will not hug you kind of guy, you know, stand there stiff as a board. But he designed this product that uses a diesel powered boiler that puts 180 degree water into the water stream. So and then also has a feeder that feeds in an enzyme that they've manufactured at their facility to help clear the line as well. So we get both mechanical, hot water, and chemical all in the same time. And what the hot water does is, you know, it's kind of like when you do dishes, you can wash with cold water, but you're not going to get a lot of the greases and fats and things like that. But using hot water will break all that stuff down and send it down to the treatment plant instead of lining your pipe. So we've done some experiments with plastic pipe, ABS pipe, where we've gone through and utilized this product with the drain cleaning, and you can literally rub your finger on the pipe and it will stick. It's like it's not slippery anymore. So for commercial or kitchen sink or even residential, this thing, I mean, and it will literally, one of the things they had us do at the demo was they took a 2x4 and we cut through a 2x4 with this thing. So it'll cut through roots. I mean, and just using water, it's an amazing product, but it won't harm your pipes. So, which is really nice. So,
that's really nice for especially older sewers. I've seen with my own eyes, I actually own a sewer that, had just so like really old clay pipes and there was some breakage. And so there was some concern there. So my concern in that case would be if my pipes aren't in great shape, you know, to send the, you know, to get down there with like the rod, you know, could be really damaging. So that's one of the things where I was intrigued about the water, being able to do that. And then, so that was kind of exciting to add that. Cause I think if I'm not wrong, aren't we one of the only, companies in Nevada County?
One of the only in not only Nevada County, but Northern California that has this product.
Kind of has a big tool.
And it's because it's a big investment. I mean, it's the cost of a very nice SUV.
Sure.
So we're making some pretty hefty payments on it. But it's a great product. And particularly in the commercial world, because we can guarantee that the drain will stay cleared, because this thing just does such an amazing job. We have quite a few restaurants that that contract through us to have a maintenance process on them for them, so that they don't have those downtimes when their sewer backs up, which they could be losing tens of thousands of dollars. Fortunately, not so much now with COVID, but pre and I'm sure post COVID, we'll be doing more. And we work for just a couple grocery stores and other areas that dump a lot of grease down their drains, and we can handle that for them. We can take care of that for them, and it's a great product. It's a great service that we offer. I was really stoked when we got it.
So I want to talk about another thing that ABT is doing. I have two more agenda items, and then I'm going to let you talk to me about some crazy DIY stuff. The other thing I want to mention is that you instituted a really cool thing for first responders and healthcare workers. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, and that was actually something that came out. You know, I put out to our staff what would be a good offer and a good way of giving back to our community. And one of our people, Teresa, came up with, why don't we offer a free service, a no dispatch fee service to first responders and healthcare workers, because they're so working so hard right now, and they're on the top of our mind right now. So we wanted to do what little we could do, but at least make it a little bit easier for them financially to get their plumbing, electrical, or heating and air serviced. I mean, it's the little things, right? I mean, we can't do much, but we can do something.
So. Well, I mean, and I think that it's important to note. I mean, I just think that to be able to the cool thing about you being the owner of that company is when you hear a good idea, you say, yeah, you know, I want to adopt that right now. And so one of the challenges can be getting the word out, right? Like when you commit to doing something like that. So that's something I just want to make sure we mentioned, that free service call to first responders and healthcare workers. And that is what we can do right now. And then the last thing I want to talk about is there's only going to be about a week left when the show airs. We have a week to, and listen, I'm the last person to bring up voting right now. Okay. Because I know that no one,
it's contentious.
No one wants to talk about voting anymore. Okay. We're all not ready to talk about that. But if you could take just a moment to go to the union website, the newspaper in town, we do have the Best of Nevada County. We have 7 more days approximately to get the votes in to make ABT the number one in 3 different categories. I believe we've got plumbing, we've got HVAC, and we've got electrical. And we'd really love to get your vote, because the best part of my job throughout the entire year, there's 12 months in a year, there's 1 month where I get to create some kind of funny, weird, crazy ad that features Andrew, because you're the face of ABT, and you're the one that I kind of want to make fun of, and you're the one I want to celebrate and just be silly with. So, and you're the face known around town. So
yeah,
I've got to come up with something really clever. And if we
win, I'm not afraid to embarrass myself. Right? So
no, yeah. I know. My favorite,
very small.
My favorite part of the job, my favorite part of the job. So we really want to do something special for this year's Best of ABT or Best of Nevada County. See, I already called us the winner. It's like
and
a
that ends,
on award show. The 15th,
January 15th.
Yeah, voting ends right. The 15th. Then the announcement of who won across the county, that comes out in, I believe it's March. And then we get a really cool ad that we get to create and publish in April, I think it is. So anyway, if you can,
we usually we go big, we go full page. So I'm sure
why not?
If you guys read the news, the union, or you get the little insert, I'm sure
I send it out to my friends. I literally send it out. I'm like, look at this. And you know, by now most of them are like, yeah, okay. Like they're not that excited, but I get really excited about like, what am I going to get to do? So anyway, so we have a couple more days, please go to theunion.com. And I think the best of is pretty easy to find, but if you can go.
Yeah. It's top page.
Yeah. That would be fantastic. And I think, I might have got through my list. See, this is what happens when we don't have a show wow. for like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm like, I've got, all got so much stuff to say. Talk about. Yeah.
I know. Now it doesn't leave us much time to talk about DIY, but we did, you did find this fun thing. And since we're, you know, we're coming out of we're coming into the new year, we thought we'd just do some fun stuff, funny stuff. And these are some good stuff. This is something that, once again, Rosalie found, and I go through and figure it out. And I'm looking at this one, and it's hard to explain, but I think I can do it. I think I can do it. And it's actually something I've done before. So
can we just say, I call these DIY on the fly. This is not yeah. what I think your goal should be. This is not what I think you should set out to do. But clearly there was moments in these people's lives where they had to make a quick choice, and that's what they did. So that's
yeah,
the context.
And it's, you know, going back, we're old enough to, you know, it's a MacGyver, right? It's getting it done with duct tape and baling wire just to get you through. Just to get you
That's
through the
point.
Next couple
That's
days.
That's my point.
Kind of right. like your refrigerator, right?
Yeah, oh God, don't even talk about it. I don't want to make it mad.
Sorry
I
about
can
that.
Hear you. I can hear you.
This one I really like though is tin foil. Okay, so this is I gotta set this up.
Yeah.
So there's those times that you have a product, whether it's a toy or a flashlight or something that needs a battery, a radio, and you may only have, it takes D or C size batteries, and you've got a drawer full of double A's. Do you A, go to the hardware store and pick up some C or D batteries, or do you MacGyver it and you take some balled up tin foil and insert it in between the gap between the smaller battery and the terminal? Done this and it works fine. I mean, obviously, if it's in something that moves, it's going to break that contact really easily. But if it's like a radio or something that you're just sitting down, you can actually use it for quite some time. It, you know, AA doesn't hold as much energy as a D or a C, but it will work. They are all 1.5 volts. So I've used this more than once, I have to say, I remember using it when I was a little kid even. But we were poor. We didn't have batteries around very often. So you got by.
Oh, God. Here we go. Back in the Great Depression.
Yeah. Walking uphill both ways to school.
Yeah, right.
In San Francisco.
We made our batteries work.
That was one of my favorite. It is great. And there's another one. Hold to start. When that button on your dryer or that button somewhere is just not working, and it will work if you push it, but as soon as you let go, the appliance goes off. It's happened to me. What do you do? And this guy used a huge C clamp, which I happen to have that exact C clamp in my garage, to simply hold the button shut or hold it so that it's
keep the
it's
pressure closed applied.
So keep the pressure on it so that the dryer works. I thought that was pretty brilliant. I think I've done that before. I have a bunch of clamps around. I just keep them around because you never know. You know, you get the scissor or the big clothespin ones that are like 6 inches. Those things are great. Or a C clamp or a wood clamp, a carpenter's clamp. You can use them for more than just clamping things together. You can use them for making things work.
Hey, listen, I've seen them for if you don't have a curtain rod, or that's going to be a big problem. I literally have seen them holding up like curtains. And I actually have to be honest with you, there's kind of an industrial, really weird feel about that. I'm like, I might do that on purpose next time, because I actually think it looks kind of cool. But yeah,
especially those old school C clamps, the cast iron ones. Those
for
are
sure.
So cool looking. I've got a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I think I got time for one more. So this one is the low budget reverse sensor. I like this. It's the squeaky chicken duct tape to the back bumper. So when you hit the other car, it squeaks.
That is kind of smart. You know what? That reminds me of like the dog squeaky toy. The Santa leaves him those toys, right? And I'm always right behind him grabbing that squeaker as soon as it comes out. And he gets so mad. Like he's got no use for it. But if you think about all the squeakers that your dog or who knows have like tossed out, if you were to like to put those all together, think of the squeak power you have.
They work great. And actually, it kind of leads me to another thing. My daughter got me a rubber ducky for my for my a squeaky rubber ducky for my bicycle. It mounts on my handlebars. It's got a helmet. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cute. And then I'm riding on the trail and I'm all of a sudden I'm like, hey, wait a second. I squeak it. And guess what? When people are walking dogs, that dog turns his head. So the person turns their head. They know that I'm coming up on them.
That's brilliant. Actually really brilliant, because that is the problem on the trails.
It's better than a bell or saying it is. On your left or whatever.
It is. Yeah. No, I love it. That's cheap. Yeah. She was helping you out. Cool. Didn't even know it.
Yeah. So anyway, we should wrap it up here. So yeah.
So if you do have any problems with your HVAC or your, you know, electrical or your plumbing, you know, who can they call, Andrew? Who's that?
ABT. It's as easy as ABT. And you can reach us at 530-272-9120. You can also find us on the web at aseasyasabt.com or on Facebook. And please follow us and please vote for us in the Union Best Of.
That will be fantastic. Next week,
we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.